We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
We have a power!
And we've raised a spoiled brat representative government that needs to be taken to the woodshed. Are you satisfied with the government that owns you? There are churches who refuse to allow us to use their facilities to teach.
Unspoken or even sometimes spoken rule that religion and politics don't mix. You wouldn't dare speak out against the government or somehow resist.
Christians have to be involved in politics. God commands it.
Every turn of event through history hinged.
One person will stand up.
Upon a single person.
And then everybody else will stand.
A gym member, surrounded by a crowd of supporters, was placed in handcuffs.
A Tampa Bay pastor has been arrested.
Sentenced to a week in
she
jail.
She also tore up a cease and desist letter.
We have a posterity waiting for us to say, we will not comply, so you will be free. We have a chance to fight without bloodshed. But every time we comply, we establish a future where our children will not have that option.
Why do we sit down when all should be standing? And why do we back down?
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com. Where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Running solo tonight. Gonna do a bit of a constitutional teach show tonight. And so JC said, hey, no, you got this. So you got me tonight. And Friday, you will have JC all by himself because Friday, I will be in the great state of Texas doing some sheriff training. Woohoo! In the great state of Texas. So you'll have JC all by himself on Friday. You get me all by myself today. Remember, we are a teach show and not a talk show. And, you know, I was going to do a separate video. I promised you guys a separate video, but I thought, you know, why not? Why not do the show? And what I want to do is do the show for you tonight. Might be a little bit short, might not be a little bit short. We'll have to see how it goes. And I want to show you, as promised, why Jen Psaki, like JC likes to call her, Jen Sock Puppet, is completely and totally wrong about her or what she said the president's position is on federal power. So let's just take a second before we get into that. So give people a chance to get in here in the chat room for just 1 second and remind you to do a little housekeeping here. Make sure that you are actually going to come and like and share. Make sure you like and share. Do it right now. The more likes we get right away, the more it'll be sent out in the algorithm. As you share it, it will also be sent out in the algorithm. And number three, comment, comment, comment. The more comments we get, the more discussion you have, the more the AI thinks we're doing interesting stuff and we'll send it out to other people. You and I know we are doing interesting stuff, so we know we want other people to see it. If you liked that trailer when we opened up today, that's our documentary, Noncompliant. You can watch Noncompliant at no cost to you. Because remember, nothing is free. Everything costs someone something. But the Noncompliant movie, yes, it cost us a lot. It cost the people who made, you know, our producers a lot. But we are offering it to you at no cost to you. which means there's no excuse why you can't go watch it. And everybody who's seen it will tell you, you need to watch it at least once. We see people who have watched this movie lots and lots of times. And so you can do that by going to noncompliantmovie.com. I've got some things that I wanted to share with you today. This has to do directly with noncompliant. This is an email that we got. I'm going to read it to you. This is from Cookie Miller. She says, a dear friend sent me a link to Noncompliant yesterday, and I've just watched it 3 times. And then she gives me like 16 fist bump emojis. And she says, and I'm spreading it out to others. I've been so frustrated about governmental overreach and need to do something, because just knowing without action will drive me crazy. And she says, the shirt that says Liberty Addict, right here, the shirt that says Liberty Addict is awesome, and I really need to wear one proudly wherever I go. You want to wear a Liberty Addict shirt proudly? You can go to GodGunsLiberty.com. That is GodGunsLiberty.com. I'll go ahead and type that in there for you guys. GodGunsLiberty.com. Now, that's sort of my rut-row. All right. Hey, Lexi, do me a favor. Run out there and get JC for me, please, and tell him I'm having a technological emergency. Thank you. So anyway, I hope I'm still running. I'm going to pull this up on Facebook and see, but apparently I have been kicked out of my own chat room. How crazy is this? It's only because JC is not here that I get these tech issues. I'm kicked out of whatever my chat is. I cannot chat. All right. So, gosh, I can do this on air. This one right here. All right. Am I online? Am I still running? Okay. There we go. All righty then. Now I'm back up in the chat room. Praise God. And here we go. We'll go ahead. See how that stuff is so easy for JC. It probably would be easy for me too, but it just, it stresses me out. And I'm glad you guys are patient with me. But there we go. GodGunsLiberty.com. That's where you get this really, really awesome shirt, Liberty Addict. You can see it if I come over here. Liberty Addict. It's also the shirt that you see me in the Noncompliant movie. So Cookie Miller just wanted us to know that she is watching Noncompliant and sharing Noncompliant. And she's a disabled widow of 10 years, a mom of one 30-year-old son, and a grandma of a 2-month-old granddaughter, and a proud daughter of an American Revolutionary War hero. How awesome is that? So that's our little Noncompliant thing that we got going on today. I also wanted to say to you guys really quick, right before we get into our message, we got this beautiful card in the mail from Generation Joshua. Generation Joshua is a homeschool group, and I went to the Generation Joshua homeschool group in Lutz, Florida, and taught them about the history of the Constitution. And they sent me this beautiful thank you card with a bunch of the young people who signed it, and I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for that, guys, at Generation Joshua. This is also something that is coming up very soon for us, and I wanted to share it with you. This is the first time I've shared it with you on air. This is our Tallahassee, Florida Assembly at the Capitol. So our Tallahassee, Florida Assembly at the Capitol is going to happen on November 3rd, 2021, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Old Capitol Steps. If you're able to take a screenshot right now, you can use that QR code to go on and sign the petition. And this is going to be an assembly to demand that the Florida House of Representatives call a special session, pass HB 75, and stop the vaccine mandates in Florida to protect the choice of the people and not the profit of Big Pharma. So our representative, Anthony Sabatini, is going to be speaking there. I'm going to be speaking. JC is going to be speaking there. Pastor Jason Williams, and there are others that are signing up to speak as well. And we're very, very excited to be bringing this assembly to you. If you are anywhere in the state of Florida, you need to drive, you need to ride your bike, you need to get on a bus, you need to get on a train, you need to do what you need to do to get to Tallahassee, Florida, November 3rd, and be with us on from 11 to 12 p.m., just short. And then after that, we're hoping people will go door to door and speak to their representatives and tell them to pass HB 75. You know, I think a lot of people think that there are people, that Florida has some kind of overwhelmingly liberty-driven legislature. That's simply not true. The unpopular truth is that the majority of our Republicans in the majority of our government are bought out to the pharmaceutical companies. And so we have to unite together as a people and make this happen. So I don't know if you guys are ready to get to our lesson today. I want to say thanks to everybody. Lots of people in our chat rooms talking, lots of shares, lots of likes, lots of people watching. Thank you guys so much for watching. For those of you who will be listening via our podcast on one of the many, many, many podcasting streams that carry us, like Spotify, Podbean, Jesus Pod, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Music, all of those. We are going to be giving a visual presentation, but I will actually read to you everything that's on the visual presentation. So if you want to see it, make sure you check in with us on DLive, Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook, right? So let me go ahead and play this video for you that has inspired me to give this teach show today on the proper perspective on government power.
What is the president's message to businesses in Texas? You mentioned several of them who are based there.
Yeah.
When it comes to what the federal guidance is now, and now with this state executive order, what would the president say to those companies as they're determining what they should be doing right now for their vaccine mandates?
Well, we know that federal law overrides state law. I would note that earlier when we put out our guidance on the president's announcement about mandates several weeks ago, it made clear that, again, as I said earlier, requirements are promulgated pursuant to federal law and supersede any contrary state or local law or ordinance. Additionally, nothing in this guidance excuses noncompliance with any applicable state law or municipal ordinance. We put out guidance several weeks ago conveying that clearly.
Clearly, she says, the guidance to our states must be that our states are colonies in a federal supremacist kingdom. And I've been very frustrated because the big talking heads out there simply are crickets in this whole thing. Where are our liberty-minded legislators? Where are our liberty-minded governors? Where are our liberty-minded senators in D.C.? Where are our liberty-minded House reps in D.C.? Where are our state reps? Where are our sheriffs? Where are these people who have a platform in the media anytime they want it? Come on, seriously. You don't think there's a senator in Washington, D.C. that couldn't step up and call some news agency and say, I want to tell you why Psaki is an idiot and she doesn't know about state and federal power? I mean, seriously, you wouldn't even have to lead it off. I mean, if we had a senator up there who led off like that, you know they'd be given a microphone right away, because the federal supremacists on both sides, by the way, there are federal supremacists on the conservative side and federal supremacists on the liberal side, and they'd all be chomping at the bit to try to discredit what was coming. They'd want that senator or that House rep to say something so they could jump right out and tell them how stupid that person is and how they don't know about the Constitution and they don't know about government. So I'm very, very disappointed. Can I just tell you, I'm very, very disappointed that she has gotten away with this. What about the political pundits who have microphones like I do, who have big broadcast podcasts, right? What about those people out there with the pulpit behind the conservative microphone? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they giving us a breakdown? I mean, it's not complicated, guys. It's really not complicated. And I want to just show you today how not complicated it really is. As a matter of fact, I can pretty much sum it up in three sentences. Now, we're going to do a little bit more than three sentences on the Teach Show today. But a summary of three sentences is really all we need to give it to you. And I'm going to put up here two of those three sentences so that you can see them. And then I will tell you myself the third sentence. All right? Sentence number one. The Constitution of the United States creates a finite list of responsibilities assigned to the federal government. That is truth number one. Truth number two, power is either delegated to the federal government or it is reserved to the states. Truth number three, if a power is exercised that is not delegated specifically to the federal government via the Constitution, that power is null and void. There's your three truths that tells you that Psaki does not know what she's talking about when she says, well, we know that federal power is superior to state power, to state laws, state constitution, and local ordinances. No, that's not what we know, you arrogant twit. Okay? I'm sorry. You know, I'm usually the nice one, but this stuff really makes me angry. You know why? Because what she has said is actually the most dangerous, attack on the Constitution of the United States. This idiocy that the federal government is supreme to the states. So how about it, guys? You ready? You ready to get out your pen and paper? Get out your little notepad? Because here's the assignment. Once I give you this lesson today, you have to promise me that you're going to share it everywhere. You're going to write it down. You're going to make your own memes. Look, I am not an egomaniac. I want you to share what I'm teaching you, and I want you to tell people in whatever way they will receive it. If that means you make little note cards and you pass it out to people, or you just leave, you know, little constitutional messages on the back of the toilet in the rest stop bathroom, you put out little post-its and you leave them all over the store, if you corner people in your church and you try to teach them, I want you to do that. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to show you why Jen Psaki is not only wrong, why everyone who believes as she believes is also wrong, and the truth is easily achieved. Now, why are we doing this visually? Just for those of you who are listening, we are doing this visually because I don't want anyone who is watching this video to be able to walk away and say, do you know what Chrisann Hall said? Chrisann Hall is not here to prove Jen Psaki wrong. That's not what I'm here for. I am here to show you how the Constitution proves Jen Psaki wrong, how the people who wrote the Constitution prove Jen Psaki wrong, because my opinions are not important. I'll just tell you that again. In 11 years of teaching, I have always told you my opinions are not the ones that are important. What's important is what the Constitution itself says and what the people who wrote it, and as James Madison would say, more relevantly so, those who ratified it, said about the Constitution and about how the federal government is supposed to work. Yes, that is a superb idea, Karen. Oh, billboards. If people can buy billboards to put Donald Trump's face on it and talk about election fraud, why can't we buy billboards, have people that buy billboards to put it up constitutional truth? So here we go. Are you ready? Just a last little reminder. Please make sure that you over here like and share. Let me go ahead and come out of here really quick. Like and share right now. Like and share. We got a bunch of people in here listening, a bunch of people in here watching. Everybody's ready for this truth. So as you're ready for this truth, like and share so we can show why Jen Psaki is an idiot. And then hopefully why your Republicans who repeat what she says, right? I told you this on Monday. House rep here in Florida, Randy Fine, repeated what she said, why they are wrong. You ready? Here we go. Number one, the Constitution of the United States creates a finite list of responsibilities assigned to the federal government. Power, government power, is either delegated to the federal government or it is reserved. Well, how do we know that? We know that via the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment is actually part of the Constitution. It reads, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So if we're going to sum this up in our bullet points, certain and specific powers are delegated to the federal government, right? Powers not delegated are reserved to the states and to the people. I mean, it's right there, guys. So what do we know from that? Listen to what Alexander Hamilton writes in Federalist 83. An affirmative grant of special powers would be absurd as well as useless if a general authority was intended. So the first thing we must understand, certain and specific powers are delegated to the federal government. All powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states. That means there is a list of can-dos to the federal government. And if it's not found on the list, specifically enumerated, according to Alexander Hamilton, the biggest government guy we have, it is automatically a can't. Ready, class? Now, what Jen Psaki and those who repeat and parrot the ignorance that she repeated and parroted are talking about the supremacy clause. When they say, oh, well, the federal government is supreme to state and local governments, they are trying to point you to the supremacy clause of the Constitution as their authority. The problem that we have in America today, and I am so, it saddens me to say this, is that way too many people, including to pull a point from Joe Biden here, way too many people, including lawyers and judges and politicians, have never actually read the Supremacy Clause. To find the Supremacy Clause, you go to Article 6, Clause 2, and I have shortened it just a little bit. But if you want, go get your pocket constitution and find it. And you can read along with me, because I promise you I have not taken anything out that would change the meaning of this. The Supremacy Clause reads, this constitution, comma, and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, semicolon, shall be the supreme law of the land. Now, in between that is some language about treaties. That's another class, but this is the important part. So let's look at this grammatically. It says, this constitution shall be the supreme law of the land. Do you notice that in this text, Article 6, Clause 2, the constitution is the supreme law of the land and nothing has to happen? There is no condition. It is the supreme law of the land. Now, however, look at the laws of the United States. The laws of the United States are only the supreme law of the land when they are made in pursuance thereof. Meaning, if the laws are not made consistent with the Constitution, they are not supreme. Now, the Constitution and the laws made according to the Constitution bind the judges in the states. I just want to note there, it doesn't say bind the businesses. Bum, 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 bum. It doesn't say bind the people. Bum, 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 bum. It says binds the judges of the states. So the Constitution binds the judges of the states, and the laws made consistent with the Constitution bind the judges of the state. So, summarizing, the Constitution is supreme. Only federal laws made under the authority of the Constitution are supreme. Federal laws, EOs, regulations, judicial opinions made inconsistent with the Constitution are not binding. Can we just say that one more time? If these rules, regulation, EOs, judicial opinions, and laws are not made consistent with specifically enumerated power, they are not binding, which means they have no power. Period. You are not bound by them. They have no authority over you. They have no control over you. Oh, but wait, maybe they do. The only control they have is not legal. It's mental. Laws, EOs, regulations, judicial opinions not made consistent with the Constitution are only binding on you when you make them binding out of ignorance, fear, or addiction to comfort. So let's do a little review of the three branches of government. The legislative branch has legislative authority. The executive branch has executive authority. And the judicial branch has the authority to judge, not to write, not to amend, but to judge. As a matter of fact, if you go to libertyfirstsociety.com, you can take our class on each one of these branches and understand better what the exact limitation of power may be. Now remember, this is, where's my button here? Oh man. Oh, I'm gonna be over here. Federal laws, EOs, regulations, and judicial opinions made inconsistent with the Constitution are not binding. So in order to be able to judge whether they are consistent or not, you need to know how the Constitution works. Legislative power. Remember what Madison or what Hamilton said? An affirmative grant of special powers would be absurd as well as useless if a general authority was intended. He's telling you we made a list. We made a list of the powers, and if the power is not on the list, it is not authorized. So if you want to know what powers are delegated to the legislative branch, you go to Article 1 of the Constitution. If you want to know what powers are delegated to the executive branch, you go to Article 2 of the Constitution. If you want to know what powers are delegated to the judicial branch, you go to Article 3 of the Constitution. And again, libertyfirstsociety.com will give you classes on all of those things. Now, here's the interesting thing. If a power is exercised by the executive branch that you do not find listed in Article 2, guess what? It's not binding. If a power is exercised by the legislative branch that you do not find in the list of powers delegated to the legislative branch, it's not binding. And if a power is delegated, is exercised by the judicial branch that you do not find in Article 3, guess what? It's not binding. So, an executive order, here's your challenge, your homework, go read Article 2. An executive order written by the president to tell private businesses how they can and cannot run their businesses is not in Article 2. Therefore, that executive order is not binding. Here's one. The Department of Labor. Go find the power delegated to the executive branch to control private business operation within the states. And I'll give you a hint. It's not the Commerce Clause. That's not what the Commerce Clause means. Article 2 will be the place where you have to find the authority of the executive branch to issue regulations on private business. Guess what? Not there. So it is also null and void. Article 1, Article 2, Article 3. Know them, love them, live them. So let's review the Supremacy Clause one more time. The Constitution is supreme. Only federal laws made under the authority of the Constitution are supreme. And everything else, if it's not on the list, is null and void. Now, this is not something that is brand new. This is not something that I'm making up. I'm showing you right here on the screen the language itself. You can read it there yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. It's right there. But how about James Wilson, who is one of the drafters, and as James Madison said, more relevantly so, one of the people who ratified the Constitution, says, the power of the Constitution predominates. Anything, therefore, that shall be enacted by Congress contrary thereto will not have the force of law. Are you catching that? He's telling you these things are not binding. Catch it. Guess what? The legislative branch has no authority to increase the power of the executive branch. Go find where the legislative branch in Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 4, Article 5, Article 6, Article 7. You can search the entire stinking Constitution and tell me the article, section, and clause where the legislative branch has the authority to amend the Constitution all by itself and add power to the executive branch. Once again, not there. And James Wilson tells you that means the Emergency Powers Act is null and void. It means that an act that creates the Environmental Protection Agency is null and void. An act that creates the CDC, the NIH, the Department of Labor, the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, all null and void. Not by my words, by the Constitution and by those who ratified it. So let me show you something. If there is not a specific article, section, and clause that authorizes federal authority, that authority is not delegated and it is not supreme. If the power is not specifically delegated, states and the people are not bound by that power, by that order, by that law. And by the way, for those of you who might be a little judicially wonky, trained in a law school, trained in graduate school, or have some degree in political science, or maybe just been reading too many bad textbooks, there is no such thing in the Constitution as a grant of plenary power or a penumbra of federal powers. The idea that plenary power exists in the Constitution, the idea that there is a penumbra of federal powers that rest through constitutional authority is a lie. It is a flat-out fabrication created by the government to expand the power of the government. Seriously, though, that's it. Think about it just a second. You can look in the Constitution. You can look through the articles of the Constitution, every one of them, every clause, every section, every clause. You can look through every section, every clause of the Bill of Rights. You'll never find the word plenary or penumbra. Do you know why the court, why the people say there are plenary and penumbras? I let the cat out of the bag. Because the courts have said that there are plenary and penumbra powers. That's what they've said. But let me remind you of something very, very quickly. There are three branches of the government: legislative, executive, and judicial. The judicial branch is part of the federal government. It is not separate from the federal government. It is not independent of the federal government. It is part of the federal government created by the Constitution the same exact way the legislative and executive branches were created. It is part of the federal government, which means that if the judicial branch is not following the Constitution, if the judicial branch is adding to the Constitution through opinions, through their opinions, it is null and void. It has no force at all. So what I have just given you is a short little thing, little snippet of a class that class of classes that we give at libertyfirstsociety.com. This is how I teach, guys. This is totally transparency. If you want to learn the Constitution in a way that makes sense, the way that's simple enough for a sixth grader, yet important enough for everybody, including a Supreme Court judge, to know, then you need to go to libertyfirstsociety.com and learn. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this part of our lesson today with this. Remember, anybody says to you, that the president has that power, that the legislature has that power, the first thing out of your mouth has to be, oh, okay, great. Show me article, section, and clause in the Constitution that authorizes that power. Because if they can't show you the specific article, section, and clause, the power doesn't exist. The authority doesn't exist. And its exercise is not supreme. And if a power is not specifically delegated, it is automatically reserved to the states and the people, and they are not bound by it. So let's finish this up, will we? Federal laws, Jen Psaki, do not automatically and always trump state laws and constitution. Federal laws do not automatically and always trump state laws and constitution. The only time federal laws, rules, regulations trump state laws and state constitution is when that power is specifically enumerated in article, section, and clause. State laws, here's the thing that you won't hear from them. Because the supremacy clause not only makes the Constitution supreme, not only makes federal laws made in pursuance to the Constitution supreme, it also makes state laws and state constitutions supreme to federal laws not authorized by the Constitution. State laws and state constitutions are the supreme law of the land when they are powers reserved to the states. And the federal government doesn't get to make it up as they go along. And this is why Jen Psaki is completely and totally wrong. And I'm going to play for you one more time Jen Psaki's little statements. So maybe now that you know the simple, this is not complicated. This is not PhD. This is sixth grade reading level stuff, guys. And you know how simple it is, the truth, how simple the truth is. You can be just as righteously angry as I am when you hear what she has to say.
What is the president's message to businesses in Texas? You mentioned several of them who are based there.
Yeah.
When it comes to what the federal guidance is now, and now with this state executive order, what would the president say to those companies as they're determining what they should be doing right now for their vaccine mandates?
Well, we know that federal law overrides state law. I would note that earlier when we put out our guidance on the president's announcement about mandates several weeks ago, it made clear that, again, as I said earlier, requirements are promulgated pursuant to federal law and supersede any contrary state or local law or ordinance. Additionally, nothing in this guidance excuses noncompliance with any applicable state law or municipal ordinance. We put out guidance several weeks ago conveying that clearly.
So there you go, guys. There you go. Now you know the truth. But not only now do you know the truth, you know how simple the truth actually is. There's no excuse for this. And what's even worse, there is no excuse for the silence from the hundreds of people in Washington, D.C. who chose not to publicly contradict her. It's just that simple. Now, in the last few minutes of our show today, I'm going to scroll through, because I'm by myself and I wanted to give this teach show, I'm going to scroll back through the comments as far back as my program will allow me to go and see if I can answer some of the questions that you guys put in here as I was giving the teach show today. You know, somebody just put up there, and I just missed it because the comments are still coming in and they're bumping me down, but somebody said, what did she read, what she read? My question is, if she can look over and read a statement, why can't she look over and read the Constitution itself? Why can't she read the Supremacy Clause and know exactly what the truth may be? Thank you, Gabrielle, for your kind statement. So let me look through this now and see what we've got. All right. Let's see. Yes, they do seem to want to cancel the Constitution. That is exactly right. Let me see if I can find some questions here. Yes, this is the most dangerous attack on the Constitution, our constitutional republic, and the American way of life for sure. So, let's see. Let me scroll down here. Am I available for hire? Our legal firm is libertyfirst.legal, libertyfirst.legal. We are not taking any new clients at the time, but we do have resources that can help you. And we are a nonprofit. So if you want to support our efforts to help others in these constitutionally trying times, you can donate, and your tax deductible donation would be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated, even by those who are not charged for their work. All right, let's see. Oops, there we go. All right. I'm sorry, it takes me a little while to read these, and I can't read that far away sometimes. So let's see. Oh, here's one. Chris Ann Hall, can you please talk about the seven religious, about Title VII regarding religious freedoms? Is it still legal in all states? Title VII. You're talking about Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It is still federal law, and it is still binding. And that's part of what we do when we help people, when the federal government is violating people's rights. So we help people with Title VII claims. And Title VII is also what protects our military, our government workers, and even those the government claims jurisdiction over. So that's Title VII. There. Let's see. Look at all these beautiful people posting and sharing. There should be a radio and TV commercials for it as well. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to do my best to get all the questions. I don't know if I can. Thank you, Mark. You needed to hear this again. But remember, everybody can hear it as many times as they want at libertyfirstsociety.com. And now we have this show, and you can share it. Let's see. Yes, your local sheriff must know this too, because your local sheriff must be willing to refuse to enforce these laws. Look at all this encouragement out there. Hashtag supremacy clause. Let's see. Liberty Council. Somebody's talking about the lawsuits that are being filed. Liberty Council at lc.org has a fantastic lawsuit that they are filing against the federal government on behalf of our service members, federal workers, and federal contract workers. It's really, really, really good lawsuit. I encourage you to go and read it. Let's see. All right, let's see this question here. From Nate Bama, if an amendment was voted in that was not made under the authority of the Constitution, say eliminating the First Amendment, would that make the amendment null and void? That's a very interesting question, Nate, which would cause quite a controversy. Unfortunately, if the amendment process is followed, okay, this is a very important distinction that I want you to understand. If the Constitution is amended following the proper amendment procedures, then the Constitution is validly amended. Now, it's not easy to amend the Constitution, nor should it be. As a matter of fact, I actually have a course at libertyfirstsociety.com that teaches you about how the Constitution is amended. So if it's lawfully amended, then it is amended. But here's the distinction, Nate, because I know what you're getting at. Your question is this, and I'm going to I'm going to Socratic method you on this. Okay, Nate, I hope you're listening. If the Constitution is amended to eliminate the First Amendment, does that mean you no longer have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances? Does it mean that you do know that you, if the Constitution is amended and the First Amendment is wiped out, does that mean you lose freedom of conscience? Well, the answer to that question is no. Because your right to freedom of religion, your right to freedom of speech, freedom of press, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances are not rights that come to you via the First Amendment. They are natural rights. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. These are rights that come by the nature of your creation, and no matter what the Constitution says, they are still yours. So even if the Constitution says, no longer says you have the right to keep and bear arms, guess what? Your right to defend your life, your liberty, and property still exists. And as Samuel Adams said, you have the right to do that in whatever means possible. Let's see. The Supremacy Clause is screenshot. I chose to go with the show post speaks volumes. Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't have to make this stuff up. It's all right there in writing. It's all there for you. Oh, look at that. Listening from Hawaii, praying for you guys down there. You guys are got a crazy government. You guys are crazy like California and the rest of those liberal leftist states. All right. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at these comments, but I want to make sure that I get through and get that. Yeah. Ephraim says, I'm glad you're on air today. Yes. I'm not sure how much longer we'll be on YouTube, but we are on YouTube. Remember, if we get booted from YouTube, you can always find us at DLive, Twitch, and Rumble, and on Facebook as long as we last there. Oops. Here we go. Boy, I love you guys. You guys just have great conversations in there. This is just amazing how this all works. Let's see. Let me see if I can read this one. It's kind of long. No, I can't. All right, let's see. I can't click on any of these links. You guys are like answering each other's questions. Oh, Nate Bama gave us another super chat. And yes, Nate Bama, I did answer your question. Let's see. All right, here we go. So if what you said is true, JP Maloney, why would you have doubts as to what I'm saying is true? I mean, that's the most curious thing that I would say. If what you say is true, JP, what I'm telling you is true. And I've proven it to be true. Not simply because I stood here and lectured to you. I actually showed you the documents themselves. So to say that I'm saying is not true is to deny the fact of the words on the paper themselves. But how do we fight against these guidelines from the CDC, OSHA, or under Department of Labor? Well, that's what we have our non-compliant movie to help you understand. Knowledge, virtue, courage. You have to engage in peaceful non-compliance. Look, the only reason you have to do anything is fear. Seriously. And I have to ask you, who are you afraid of? Are you afraid of dying? So then you eat. You take good care of your body. Are you afraid of being caught out in the weather and in the elements of nature? You build a house. You afraid your children will grow up dumb? You send them to school. You're afraid that the government is going to take your job? So you comply with tyrannical orders. You see, we've got to start realizing that when we fear government more than they fear us, we are actually enslaved. So we have to make a choice here within ourselves to be free, to live free, to say, I made that business. You didn't make that. You don't own my business. So you don't have the right to tell me how to run the business. You got to come together as communities and protect each other. Come together in your communities and make yourselves free. You need a constitutional sheriff. Excuse me. You need a constitutional sheriff that's going to stand with you. You need a constitutional legislature that's going to protect your rights. Remember, the Declaration of Independence says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. You need to go to libertyfirstsociety.com and watch these classes. Because the only reason government exists is to secure our rights. And if they're violating them, they're done. Billy Powell, executive orders are only enforceable on federal employees. That's true. But even executive orders are not enforceable on federal employees if they are not consistent with the Constitution. If they violate your rights and exercise a power that's not delegated, executive orders are not even binding on executive employees. So we are coming up on the end of our time, and I'm doing my best here. Can I just say amen here to Dan? There is no excuse for the silence of the media on Psaki's lies. Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for standing with me on that. And now there is even less excuse, because I've put out here on the airwaves a lesson for the masses to be able to take back their government and teach each other truth. Let's see. Still scrolling down. 2 minutes left. All right. I don't think I believe in silly questions. So let's see Love for Life's question here. Silly question. When you say sheriff, does that mean each town sheriff? Or in other words, is the chief of our town police considered a sheriff? Thank you. Actually, Love for Life, a sheriff is a constitutionally established elected officer. Your chief of police is not a sheriff. So you have every county has a sheriff. And your sheriff in the majority of counties are constitutionally established representatives of the people. They are the highest authority in the land. Love for Life, do me a favor. You need to go online and buy a book called Sovereign Duty. Let's just go ahead and I'll put that in there for you. Sovereign Duty. I hope that doesn't flip me through here. Sovereign Duty is the book. Stupid thing is doing this again. Why does it keep kicking me out, guys? I do not understand. All right. Here we go. I am going to be very upset about this. It must be because of what I'm teaching. Can I just say that? Am I actually being kicked out of Restream every single time? I don't know. And now I've lost all the chats. And I'm trying to get this. All right, let me try one more time. And then I'll just go ahead because I've burnt all my time. Oh, nope. It's not going to let me do it. I wonder, did someone Have we been hacked? I don't know. Well, guys, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you guys today. Sorry that I can't answer any more of your questions. Remember to follow us on IG, at chrisann.hall. Watch Non-Compliant Movie at no cost to you. Share it at no cost to you, noncompliantmovie.com. If you want to continue this kind of simply understood constitutional principles, we break down the complex into simplicity. Go to libertyfirstsociety.com. Our Chris Ann Hall Show archives are at chrisannhall.com. You can also find them on YouTube and Facebook. And finally, please, please like and share. God bless you guys so much for following us, finding us, sharing us. Thank you for joining us today. God bless. And JC, we'll see you on Friday.
Every period in history that involves monumental change has always begun with one person taking a stand.
When government is tyrannical, the people of God have a duty to not follow and not comply.
And I just need to know who is willing to stand.
Can't be what you do. It has to be who you are.